A recent industrial dispute at carmaker Škoda Auto, one of the Czech Republic's largest and most successful firms, has not only made headline news in this country, but also taken up many column inches in the international press. A pay rise of just under 13%, which Škoda workers managed to negotiate with their employer, has led to speculation abroad that the Czech Republic may be about to price itself out of the foreign investment market. Major news carriers like the International Herald Tribune and Reuters have run stories in the past week saying that rapidly rising wages in this country could bring the recent boom in foreign direct investment, or FDI, to an abrupt end, as investors start moving their money to other countries with lower costs. Jana Kašparová, a spokeswoman for the Czech Moravian Confederation of Trade Unions, strongly rejects this speculation. She thinks the reports of spiralling wage costs in the Czech Republic have been overplayed.
The figure of 13% is of course actually only 6%, because we have to divide it out over 2 years. And naturally, 6% is not being sought in every firm, but only in businesses where productivity is high and which are profitable. It's not excessive by any means. I know that the unions are represented on Škoda's supervisory board and that they also have their own economic experts. Consequently, they're very well aware of the economic situation of the parent company. I don't think that unions in the Czech Republic have ever asked for such an extreme or large increase in wages that it would damage the firm. Essentially, this has never happened in any company in the Czech Republic since the Velvet Revolution.
The director of investment and applied research at the state investment agency Czechinvest, Alexandra Rudisharova, believes the peaceful and rather rapid conclusion to the Škoda dispute actually demonstrates how stable labour relations are in the Czech Republic, which is one of the reasons why the country is currently so attractive to investors.
I think that it's a good sample of willing climate, which proved that our trade union are able and are allowed to discuss and to negotiate the things which seems to be problematic. And finally, they have got an agreement, which is, I think, very strong and good signal for all investors.
There are some, however, including Czech President Václav Klaus, who have expressed fears that the outcome of the Škoda dispute will encourage workers from other less profitable companies to push for similar wage increases, which their employers cannot afford. This could then jeopardise the Czech Republic's reputation for having a stable economic climate with relatively low wage costs, which has made it a magnet for foreign investment. Such concerns are badly misplaced, according to Jana Kašparová.
On the one hand, it's quite unusual for the president to intervene in a collective bargaining dispute between a private firm and unions. On the other hand, this sort of strike has already happened with the railways, and it didn't somehow inspire unions to unreasonable wage demands. Once again, I repeat that the unions have their own experts, and they know what a firm can afford. Their demands are never excessive. For example, in many firms, they only negotiate over employee benefits and not higher wages.
Ms. Kašparová also thinks that media speculation concerning rising wage costs in the Czech Republic is ignoring the fact that cheap labour is no longer the country's main selling point when it comes to attracting investment.
I think looking to cheap labour for comparative advantage in the Czech economy is a throwback to the past. I don't think this country deserves this. It might have been the case at the start of the 1990s. Investors that now come to the Czech Republic are coming for its skilled and qualified labour. We've just got our third automobile plant because this country has a very strong industrial tradition. I think it's very important for investors to have a qualified and skilled labour force, not just a cheap one.
Economic analyst Tomáš Sedláček agrees with Jana Kašparová that the Czech Republic is no longer simply a place that attracts FDI because of its low labour costs. In fact, he says, the situation at the Škoda auto plant encapsulates the developments that have taken place in the Czech economy since the Velvet Revolution.
Škoda car, as most of the listeners I'm quite sure remember, was a very lousy car, and very few people in the West would buy Škoda car because it was such a low quality car. It was a cheap car, but it wasn't a spectacular car like it is today. Now, we knew that we had to compete in those years back with price. So we produced a medium quality car that was very, very, very cheap. And that's how we broke into the market. And that's how we made our living, so to speak, in the first decade of our transformation. But that was something that we couldn't have lingered in that position for a long time. So after a little while, Škoda used this cushion or this pillow of low wages to make Škoda car into a very, very, very good and quite expensive car. It is a standard car and a car that nobody can be ashamed of driving on the streets. But it no longer is cheap. It's a car that has very well positioned itself on the Western markets, and that's exactly the way we would like to see the Czech Republic as well.
Czech Invest Director Alexandra Rudisharova also feels that there are more important factors besides labor costs, which should keep foreign investment flowing into the country.
What we can offer to investors is first our skilled labor force, then education, European mentality, good infrastructure, and of course the geographical position. We are just in the heart of Europe, which is, I think, for many investors very important.
Tomáš Sedláček feels that, as time goes by, the Czech economy could follow the lead of countries like Ireland and Denmark, whose stable economic climates and highly skilled workforces mean that they continue to attract massive levels of investment despite having some of the highest wage levels in the European Union.
That's exactly where we want to move from a very low value-added work to higher value-added work. And it's a good thing that the market logics works that way as well. We cannot linger on this niche of, you know, we'll just be screwing your cars together and putting components together, because that's something that we wouldn't be happy with in 5 years. And in fact, we even couldn't be, because this wave of, let's say, cheap production will move, thank God, eastwards or to other countries.
Besides car making, other sectors where Czech industry could really establish itself on the global market include aerospace technology and computer software and hardware. These sectors naturally require highly skilled workers, and low labour costs are not the first priority for employers in these industries. Despite rapidly rising wages, Czech salaries are still about one-fifth of what they are in Western Europe. This has also raised fears in some quarters that the development of the Czech economy could suffer a brain drain as highly qualified workers abandon the country for higher wages in EU countries. Making reference to the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, Tomáš Sedláček does not think there is much danger of this happening in the Czech Republic for cultural reasons.
We've not seen a huge outflow of brains, so to speak. And we owe this to one fact only: Czechs do not like to move much. Our labor mobility is very low, and we're quite happy with our little shire, so to speak. We're like hobbits. We don't like to be involved with the issues of the magicians. So we're quite happy here in our little shire.